We're on page Resh Beis, and we're in the middle of a thought. We're on the second column of the at the new paragraph. The Yetzer Hara Vayirei Choshech, the bracha, is based on a nevuah of the Navi Yeshayahu, and Rabbi Schwab is giving us the background. There is a Rabbi Schwab and Yeshaya, a separate cipher, which I have not learned. I learned the first few prakim. Maybe this summer will be a nice thing, believe it or not. But anyway, he's in the middle of introducing us to the nevuah, and he's going to come back to the connection. What he told us was that this nevuah foretold Koyamer Hashem l'mashichai kairish, that there would be in the future, and this took place 200 years later, someone named Kairish that would build the second Beis HaMikdash. And that was the nevuah of Yeshayo in this context. In other words, the words Yaitzar Baruch Choshech are in the context of this nevuah about the upcoming appearance of somebody named Kairish that would give permission to build the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what does that have to do with this bracha? He did not yet come back to it. We're up to the paragraph where he's still discussing it. So he says, "V'himshech Hanavi." If you look if you learn Yeshaya and you go back to paragraph Hey, you'll see the Navi says, if foretelling the appearance of Kairish, "V'himshech Hanavi l'man avdi Yaakov Yisrael bechiri l'haytzi yosam megolas bavel," that Kairish will be called for Avdi Yaakov, for my servant Yaakov, Yisrael Bechiri, my chosen Yisrael, to take us out of Galus Bavel. Ve'ekru lecha b'shimcha Kairish, and I will call you by your name, Kairish. Echoncha b'shmecha, I will give you a kino, a nickname with that name. Avol ata v'lo yedatani, k'adayin lo yedatzarta. But you don't know me because you're not yet created. It's something in the future. Ani Hashem ve'ein oid, zulasi ein elakim. At that time, at the time of Yeshaya, the world still believed in Avodah Zarah. And all the powers of Teva had their own God. Very hard for us to understand the Yetzirah, to have multiple gods. One of the Animamins is that there's only one God, given the world that we're in, and we don't have the state Sahara, it's hard for us to believe the idea of multiple gods. Except, of course, in the book, why do good things happen to bad people? I don't know if any of you read the book, but the conclusion of this rabbi is that there must be two gods, the God of good and the God of evil. That's how he solves the problem of why bad things happen to good people. Now there's no more problem, just two gods, and then everything is... What? Oh, he's not Orthodox. So, Shema Yisrael is not binding. But, I don't know, I didn't read the book, so I don't know if he deals with it. It's a long book, so he must deal with a number of things. But anyway, that's his conclusion, that there are two gods. I guess he doesn't want to believe there are no gods, so he goes with two. But anyway, we don't really understand it, but in the time in ancient times, there was a belief of multiple gods. There was a philosopher, Zoroaster.
Zoroastrianism,
okay. Zoroastra. And he, I guess, grouped together all of the gods within two powers, Elakahu Ar, Ashua Naisechayim, the gods that give life, Vameshpia Briyas Haguf, and that influence health, Vesimcha and joy, Vatzlacha Vinitzachin, and Elakahu Ra, the gods of, or Elohahu Ra, the gods who influence Be'er, Hashaylet, Alalayla, Valamisa, Uminei Kol Okon, and from him come all the difficulties, the Chalmar and Bishin, and all unfortunate occurrences of Kiyaitse Bezeh. Be'munazu davku machi parasu madai. The kings of parasu madai believed in these gods. For how long did it exist?
A long time.
What? For a long time?
Yeah. Anayam, I think, in some places.
Yeah, they still
believe in it.
Okay. So what is it? It's the same as Rabbi Kushner's God of good and God of bad.
It's a
Persian group. What, is it two gods or is it multiple gods grouped into two?
Two main gods.
It's two gods.
Okay.
There were early Christians who believed that also. They said that the God of the Jews couldn't be the only God because he was very retributive. He took revenge and did a lot of...
So he must have been a good guy also.
There must have been another God that was good. It was a big boy. It was led by a fellow by the name of Marcion. He was eventually thrown out because the church wouldn't take it either. They said there's only one God. But there were many.
Okay.
All the time. Shtei Rishuyos.
Shtei Rishuyos. That's the idea. Okay. Gemara, when it expresses multiple gods, he uses the lashon of two shtei rishuyos. Interesting. Okay. So at any rate, v'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'kayrish, ani Hashem ve'inoi zulasi ein alakim. So I guess in context, the words, ani Hashem ve'inoi zulasi ein alakim makes more sense. And I would guess that the Hashem and the Lakim are the God of Rachim and the God of Din. Ezrecha, I will help you. Acheskecha oy terem shelaladita, I give you strength yet before you were born. Ace v'loyedatani, the time when you don't exist, you don't recognize me. Hatam l'main yedu mi'mizashemesh u'mimarava ki efes b'loday ani Hashem ve'inayin. The idea being that in the time of destruction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will bring a God of rebuilding. So as to say that the same Yeshayahu who says Nevuah on the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the punishment, the retribution, is giving a Nevuah about the fact that Kairosh will come along. So I guess in context now we understand Yaitzeraru Vairechayshech Vein Shtei Elohu Yais makes peace between the two opposite influences. So what he's done is taken the bracha of Yitzhar of Arichayshech, which by its simple meaning talks about light and darkness, and talks about the planets in the nusach of the bracha, and he's saying that it's coming in the nevuah of Yeshayahu to talk about the beliefs of Paras Umadai and to contradict them. He goes on the bemis kosha ha'saga ve'inyan zeh. It's difficult to understand this. Is binding tzas, but sores rabbi shesufavuni b'meya shana machrayneis. So to illustrate, he talks about modern times, about the, I guess, the 20th century. Shavu arishenu mayim ezeidainim, harbe yaisa mekama meya shana hakaidmais. The Kleistos suffered more in the 20th century than in the centuries that preceded them, preceded it. Uladugma nikach ma shadakta mengala yamach shamai. Even someone who believes in God completely, very difficult to see that God could let these things happen. Without it coming from God, nothing could exist. As David himself said, "Ish ba'ar lo yeda uchsil liyavin esais." A fool will not understand, will not know, will not understand this. Eich yachol liyais? How could it be? Befreich Rishon kabayesev yitzitzul kol payal liyavin. Rishon sprout like the grass, and viyatzitzu, and they blossom kol payal liyavin. Those who bring about sin. Shemitzayir b'machshavteinu. Tumuno de Rosh, a Gaidel Hasevel, Rabba Tsar Shalchenu ben Yisrael, Begetto, Warsaw. We just think about the suffering of our brothers in Warsaw. Leinu Lahami ben Muna Shlemish, Akal Maisa Lakimu. And yet, we understand that it's all from God. Hey, Beisha, Nazim, Yamash Shamam, Inu Lihudim, Bechamini Azariais. When at the time that they caused this awful difficulties to Jews. Hachiloi hayu libeseyam daifkim. Umiyu shudaslam chayim. The hearts were beating. Who gave them life? Uminas and kayachle libeseyam. Who gave power to their, libeseyam, to their life? Miyu shudasan tivuna b'meiche shal hitli yamar shamayi. Who gave him the ability to understand? Miyu shudasan kayach. Beriusei shal haman arash al ishef avir, who gave Haman the ability to breathe, halay Hashem. Atam shal masha osa lekim kocha, who may asaydais, Hashem believe lupu mele galya by alma. It's not something we understand. Bavade akol bidei shamayim. That's what Schwab doing. He's trying to justify those who believe in the God of light and the God of darkness. He's saying it's tempting. Akol b'cheshmen. We believe that God has an accounting. This is something we can't understand. We somehow understand that there'll be a day of reckoning when things will be understood. Chazal therefore said, instead of mentioning that God creates evil, So it's a very difficult thing. We're blessed to live in a generation that lives in a Medina Shel Chesed, but it's mind boggling. It's to think about the evil that could exist. And I don't know. Somehow we were certain that would be a Kvasid the Mashiach. It's interesting, Rabbi Cohen, the one who wrote the Hilchos Shabbos Svarim. What's his first name? Rabbi Cohen from Simcha Bonim Cohen. So he grew up in the East Side. He was in the East Side. I happened to be in the East Side this morning, coincidentally. The old haunt. And whenever I have to visit someone in the hospital, it'll be Mavaka Chola. So because of my schedule, the way I do it is I daven my old Bialystok shul at 7 o'clock, and I go from there to the hospital at 8 o'clock, 8:15. And I could be back in Yeshiva at 9:15. So I was back there. So Simcha Bonim Cohen, who grew up in the projects, the same projects as my mother and where Rav Moshe lived, he said that Rav Moshe believed firmly that he would walk towards Mashiach. Rav Moshe really, it wasn't like Rav Moshe not to leave a tzava. When he died, they didn't know where he would be wanted to be buried. When Israel or here, when the family themselves, they weren't sure. And Rav Cohen said that Rav Moshe told him that he believes in going towards Mashiach. Now, it's not just our wish for Mashiach, but after the Holocaust, there was some sense of certainty that something like that happened. It must herald in the time of Mashiach. Now, when you look back at the Svardim in the early 1500s, you find exactly the same sense, especially in Tzfas. I mean, it could be all over the world. We don't have record of them everywhere, but in Tzfas, they were certain that Mashiach was imminent, that Mashiach was coming. They restarted the Sanhedrin, which caused a controversy. And I don't know, sometimes the tzaris are just so difficult that's what you want to do. They say, if you meet somebody who says, oh, Mashiach should come, that means he's having a hard time with Parnassa, or he's having a hard time with something else, Le'olein. But it's sort of the refrain. So at any rate, that's the Yetzer Hara that he's saying.
Where does this fit in with Bechira? Because like you have one case where Hashem hardened Paro talk, so you could say directly that it was Min Hashem that Paro did that to the Jews, whatever he did. But that's about the only case. I mean,
that's the exception. The rule is that man has free will, and that
Hitler did what he did. I mean, so how does that fit in?
Hitler had bechira.
Right.
They all have bechira. It's just hard to understand that God would allow evil to, I mean, there are people who die, would allow it to succeed for an extended period. It's a very, very difficult thing. One of the things I've come to appreciate is as terrible as the initial, ritzichais and, beatings and murder and the gas chambers was for the survivors, the trauma, I don't know if it's greater, I'm not a psychologist, but the trauma of going through an event that lasts for a number of years is one thing. And the trauma of going back home, when they were freed, they went back home, there was no home. In other words, it's not only the events of wartime, but it was the whole normality of life was gone. You go back home and there is no home. Other people are living in the homes and, there's no Yiddishkeit there.
In those days, they didn't know anything about PTSD, but I've seen survivors now, and they exhibit 60,
well, they don't exhibit the typical post-traumatic stress syndrome.
They have nightmares.
They have nightmares, but they produced. It's very atypical of the post-traumatic syndrome people today who are unable to produce, and that the survivors of the camps were able to produce that. There was a certain amount of siyata shmaya, sort of, which followed. Now what he's doing is taking Yitzhar Ara of Arech HaYishech and making it a much more powerful bracha. He's taking it from a bracha about the rotation of the earth around the sun and the night and day, and he's turning it into all of the struggles of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. And, he's saying that's the context that it is in Yeshayahu's bracha, and that's the context in which we say it. So that's basically what he's saying. That's how it builds its way into this bracha. If I may add, the next paragraph, Va'imer, Rabbi Rechayshach, La'itzi Misfar Samayim B'nei Adam, Shechayshim Shechayshach Hu Eder Ha'ar Ve'im Bay Shumah Mashes. I mentioned the Gra to you when we began. The Gra says there are those who say that darkness is just an absence of light, and he points to Bay Rechayshach as a proof that darkness is a creation. And so, our understanding is that there was neither light nor darkness that preceded existence. We say, Bracious Nami Maimaru, that the first Vayomer is before Chayshech. So when it says Chayshech apnei tohaim, that itself was a creation. Chaykosav agro, huva ba'iris agro, shachayshech ubriya mamashis, ubizmaneinu kvar isugu chaykwe ateva, shachayshech ubitsiyas mamashis v'loi hedar. Is that an accepted thing? That darkness is a creation? So I don't know. There are no darkness waves that anybody you've not heard of it, right? So, okay. So I don't know what the, what he's referring to.
Something called dark matter, which we don't even know what it is.
Well, they're saying the words that it absorbs the light. I don't know what that means exactly. That gravity can pull in light. So I have no idea why. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I would just think Ubayre Chayshach means that evil is, if the idea is Chayshach means evil, it means God created evil as well. It's not just sort of a lack of morality, but it's immorality. Okay, at any rate, this is his insight into this bracha, Yetzer Ara Ubayre Chayshach, and, okay.